I don't believe if you go to church, I don't believe that punches your ticket to heaven. I believe you, within your heart of hearts, have to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing Him as a personal Savior. I believe at some point in your life you need to make a decision. That's one of those decisions made right then. Sometimes in church you start to preach and people start to whine. That's good. That's good. I believe that, and I had a conversation with someone this week about how their walk with God. And this individual has a beautiful walk with God, but they're not really into that church thing, they called it. They said, well, I can have just a good relationship with God, not attending any church on a regular basis. I said, yes, you can. But I believe you ought to go to church. And I believe the purpose where we have church and we gather together on a Sunday morning, on a Wednesday night, when we have concerts, when we come into God's house, we lift up His name, where we have opportunities to worship together, I believe it is because we are building relationships one with another on this earth. Church to me is all about relationships between God's people. We're all different. We all have a different makeup. We have different personalities. Some of you might not be able to wear a pink tie. Let me lower my voice when I say that again. But it is the wondrous mystery of God about how He allows us to come together. In God's Word that we're going to talk about this morning, it states where two or three or more are gathered together. In His name, He is in our midst. He will lead us. He will guide us. He will direct us. He will allow us to share things from the heart, because He knows our thoughts, our intents. And I believe that when you gather together with God's people in His house, and I'm just talking not about a church building, I'm talking about any gathering of people. 2 weeks ago, I was told about a group that was walking from one church to the other with their palms in the air, marching down the road. I love it. The thing that thrills me so much about concert night on Thursday is we will have some folks from Mount Calvary, but we'll have folks, a majority from other churches, come in just simply walking in, wanting to receive something from God. And their desire to want to worship together. It brings challenges. As any family, we're not going to agree all the time. We're not going to see eye to eye. But I believe we serve one Master. We're going to preach today from the book of Hebrews. And also out of the back of the bulletin, as Matt would say. Because we heard about on the front of the bulletin, Jim telling us what a wonderful rainbow was here after the rain. And on the back of the bulletin, the last paragraph, it reads, "Find mercy, grace to help in the time of deepest need. He knows your secret dreams and fears. Rest safe in Him, complete." Now I want to read for you Hebrews, the 4th chapter, the 12th verse. This is exciting words. It is something that you can stand upon. "For the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Then the 16th verse reads, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word today. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I will read for you again that 16th verse. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I also read for you the end of the bulletin, find mercy, grace to help in time of deepest need. Where do I go when I am in need? Where do I turn when I am hurting? Last week I felt bad. And thank you for some of you mentioning me how bad I also looked. I took that as verification. And I felt so inside, I was so disappointed because, Easter, and I knew that we would have folks coming in, and I'd want to have a little different special, all the things we want to do, and it's amazing. Sometimes, and remember, this is a sermon directed towards the pastor today. Sometimes you just got to trust in God, that he will have his will done as long as he can get old Charlie out of the way. I was so moved by so many people and the kind words. I was so moved by the music last week. Matt, Terry, different ones, just stepping up and being led of God to share and use the talents that God has given them. But I was most happy about the spirit that I felt within his house. The only reason that we can celebrate a resurrection of a living God is because of this word who is open in front of me. It is a living thing. It is strong. It has strength. I remember some years ago I was watching I hate to bring these programs up. I was watching a Merv Griffin show. Hunter, you look like a little dazed, like you're looking at me like it was back in when the televisions were black and white and round. There was a guy by the name of Merv Griffin. He had a show. And he had these weightlifters come on. And they came out and they struck the pose. Use your imagination. I remember him going over and he says, well, that's good. Now, what do you use those muscles for? And the guy stepped back and he went, struck another pose. He said, you don't understand what I'm saying. What do you use the muscles for? And he struck another pose. And it always... are we using our talents and the things that God had given us simply that we look good? Or are we using the things that God has given us for His glory, to reach out to others who are in need. I find grace and I find mercy in my time of need. Why? Because I've read the Word. Because I've taken the Word of God and placed it within my heart. I don't understand it all. The more I study, the more I realize how little I know. But I fully believe that God allows us to come together to build relationships that are strong, to build relationships that you can count on. Because as I come into His house, as I am greeted with handshakes, with laughter, with smiles, with warmth, I feel that His Spirit that lives within me bears witness to the Spirit of Him that lives within you. And it is amazing what God is going to do. I am excited about seeing the things that He has in store, not only for those who've passed on, but those here in this life. Those here in this time, in this age, where people simply want to know that you care. There was a great sociology professor who spent a year in Africa studying about the different tribes. He prepared to do a book about what's known as third world countries. And after that year, he went back to Paris. And he told about something very unique. He told everyone, he says, you know, the African people, they're good people. It is pretty much their practice that they will open up their homes to you. They will invite you in. They will share most anything they have. And they will treat you like a royal guest. He went back to Paris and he got on the subway and he realized something. Nobody even looked at each other. No one even spoke to each other. And he came to the conclusion, and the story about him going to Paris could be the same thing if he came to D.C. and rode on the metro. He said, I finally realized that possibly we are the third world countries. Why? Because we are so caught up in ourselves and what we have and trying to hold on to it. When people of such meager means have the heart and the willingness to share, you're not going to get church right. I hate to tell you that. The closest thing that I can see to having church to right today is when a little two-year-old comes walking down the way and wants to shake my hand. I don't know about you, but that made it for me today. I had a good church service right then. Rest of y'all along for the ride. I believe in simplicity. I believe that the God who knows my thoughts and who knows the intents of my heart That's the same thing for you. You don't have to get it right. You don't have to be all worried about making a mistake. Because we're going to make them. We made them before. But I serve a God who is in the forgiveness business, who is in the reconciliation business, who wants to just allow me to draw closer unto Him. And I believe that you ought to care for the folks that you come into contact with. People know whether you care or not. You can't pull the wool over in their eyes. I talked to my mother this week, and I didn't have to tell anything. I can hear by the sound of your voice. I have never liked that about her. Never have. And I'm foolish enough to think I've grown to the age that she's grown out of that. I'm old enough now, she shouldn't know just by the sound of my voice. But she does. And you know what I'm talking about. There are people that God brings in your path that you can tell just by the way they're acting, just by the sound of their voice, that they need to find mercy and grace in a time of a deepest need. And God allows us to be used of Him. God allows us to be a part of that healing. 20 years without a visitor. 20 years without a visitor. If you didn't hear something in that sermon, I challenge you, as I challenge myself. As I challenge myself to be open to this word that has strength, that is living, that is sharper than any two-edged sword. To allow God, as He knows every thought, every intent. I challenge you to take what you are given and give it away. I believe in love. I believe when you come into God's house, you ought to smile. You ought to have some time during the service. You should have a little tear come out of the edge of her. It could be one of the notes that we sang. Could be something that somebody shared. But I believe that you ought to take what you have been given and give it away to someone else. I want to thank you again for last week for the Easter Sunday service. Miss Ruby, if she'd have been here today, I was going to thank her again. She is special. I want to thank the musicians. We have wonderful, talented musicians, but my friend, we have musicians that have heart. And that is the most important talent to be used of Him. But most of all, we got folks out there that you can just come in and just be yourself. You can share what God is doing in your life, the challenges that you have. And I believe that God, through the building of relationships, will allow us to see a little glimpse of what heaven is going to be like. I encourage you in your walk this week. Get ready. God is wanting to do a great work. Put your snow shovel away and get ready. Good days are coming. Heavenly Father, we have gathered in your house. We have gathered in your name today. You have challenged us by everything that's been done in this service. from the rainbow on the front of the bulletin to the last paragraph on the back, to the word we read in Hebrews, this living thing that leads us, guides us, directs us. God, challenge us to be proper servants for you. Now, Heavenly Father, allow us to leave this place with your angels gathered around us. Give us safe traveling mercies. Be your will, bring us back again, so that we can lift up your name in praise, in spirit, and in truth. We ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said amen. Would you please stand with me and sing that hymn? I'm so glad to be a part. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed.